But notice verse 42, and this is the main point I want to make. And they shall take other stones and put them in the place of those stones. And he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house. So you've removed the stones that were unclean, that were filled full of a plague. You took them to an unclean place without the city. You got rid of the plague. But if you remove those stones that are part of that house to build that house, you must replace those stones with other stones, right? Stones for stones. You don't replace stones with, you know, I don't know, whatever. You must replace it with something that's the same, but that's clean. Do you understand what I'm saying? So something that's very similar, but the difference is instead of unclean, instead of sinful, something that's clean, something that's pure, something that's good. See, when you get rid of your rock music, you go to a church like this and I preach against the music you listen to and you start feeling guilty. You say, man, I should quit listening to music that's using the Lord's name in vain, that's blaspheming God, that's promoting drugs and sin and fornication. I should quit listening to that. Hey, that's great if you hear the sermon and you're motivated. I did the same thing. I remember like probably 13 years ago or so, I was listening to a sermon when I was at home on the internet, on YouTube or whatever, and the preacher was preaching against listening to rock music, and I felt so guilty. I went into my room, I got my CDs out, and I just put every single one in the trash, and I took that trash into an unclean place without the city. I was like, I'm going to take this out now. I don't want to go back into the filth and grab those CDs and listen, because I listened to a lot of pretty bad music. I did the same with movies when I heard a sermon before, where I got rid of a lot of really bad movies that were, you know, gangster type movies and things like that, where people were being killed and it's glorifying violence. And I said, I should not be watching this as a Christian. And I took it to an unclean place without the city. And that's great if you hear a sermon and you get motivated to make changes in your life. But when you remove an area of your life, you must replace it with something. See, if you spend 2 hours a day listening to music and you say, I'm going to get rid of this. Hey, that's great, but there's still 24 hours in a day and you're filling 22 hours. You must make a plan to replace what you got rid of with something else. Now, I recommend based on the Bible that what you replace it with is something that's similar but clean. You understand what I'm saying? If music's your thing and you love music and you say, man, I spend hours every day listening to music. Hey, that's great. Get rid of the unclean music, but replace that with music that's good, that's godly. Take one of these hymnals home and as a family, sing this hymnal. Learn these songs and sing these songs. If you're going to get rid of an area of your life and you love music, you've got to replace it with something. And I'd recommend, based on the Bible, you replace it with something that's similar but clean, which would be godly music. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Same thing if you get rid of, you know, worldly movies or whatever. Because here's the reality. If you get rid of 4 hours of worldliness in your life, you're probably not going to read the Bible for 4 more hours a day. You're probably not going to spend all of those 4 hours memorizing the Bible. And here's the thing, you don't have to. Because there's many godly things you can do. Reading the Bible is godly. You know, memorizing the Bible, going soul winning, singing hymns, these are things that are godly. Spending time with family is a godly thing. If you have a family that God's given you, God expects me as a father and a husband to spend time with my wife, spend time with my kids. Nothing sinful. And, you know, you can have fun. You can have fun and serve God at the same time without doing anything wrong. Look, you know, working out, playing sports, you can have hobbies. There's nothing wrong with those. There's nothing sinful about that. But there are plenty of things in our lives that we do that are probably sinful and worldly. And what the Bible's saying is if you have an unclean area of your life, get rid of that with something that's clean. Otherwise, it's going to infect the entire house. And if you have pockets of sin in your life and you do not remove those, you must replace them with something that's godly. It's not good enough just to separate from unless you separate onto. When I was in an independent fundamental Baptist church, when I was kind of newly saved, I remember my pastor preached this point, not in this verse, but what he said is this is what we call replacement theology. So for me, when I've heard the term replacement theology, I guess I have two different types of replacement theology, because I understand if you've seen the documentary Marching to Zion, you know what I'm talking about. That's a different type of replacement theology. But the replacement doctrine or the replacement theology that I'm speaking about is when you remove an area of your life that's bad, you replace it with something good.